Samar, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. For folks who aren't familiar with ArabVoicesSpeak.com, tell us about your website.
Well, it's related to a book I wrote after September 11. It's called Arab Voices Speak to American Hearts, where as a public speaker, I collected questions posed by average Americans to Arabs. They were curious to know about politics, elections, women's issues, religion, and if the Arab people hate Americans the way we were portrayed on television after September 11. And I took these questions and went to Jordan, Egypt, and Kuwait and gave it to average people who answered them and asked Americans questions in return. And after that, I'm a public speaker, and I have also my own radio show. I co-host a radio show like you, Tony. And I thought, okay, it's the 21st century, and nobody does not have a blog or a website, so I created a website where people can interact with me. I also teach geopolitics of the Middle East in an honors college in Tampa, and I use my blog, but also Facebook and the internet to encourage a direct dialogue by my American students with their counterparts in the Arab world. So all this information people can find on ArabVoicesSpeak.com.
After you wrote that book, what did you learn? What did the people in the Arab nations think about us after 9/11 and vice versa?
When I went there, it was after the invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq, and it was almost after the discovery about the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, where there was some torture of Iraqis. So that was the period where I went to the Arab world. As I expected and as I felt all along, that the Arab people do not hate the American people. They may disagree with our foreign policy, but there wasn't any kind of hatred towards our culture or our people. Our American culture is very popular in the Arab world and the whole world, I would say. They are familiar with our miniseries, our movie stars, our politics, our history. They know JFK, they know Nixon, they know Reagan, they know all our leaders. They disagree with our foreign policy vis-a-vis the dictators in the Arab world that they are rebelling against. Like, their most concern was, why do you keep supporting people like Hosni Mubarak or the other leaders in the Arab world? Why do you give Hosni Mubarak, for instance, $1.5 billion? We do not see this money. Where is this money going to? So all this is in my book almost 5-6 years ago. But to be honest with you, Tony, I never expected that the change will happen this soon. Most of the people in my book expected that change will happen in the Arab world through evolution, not revolution. But most of them predicted like maybe in 50 years. So to see it happen after 6 years is really something shocking to me.
After what happened in Egypt, are you surprised that this has snowballed into so many other countries in the Arab world, especially in Libya?
Libya, I would say I was a bit surprised because this man has been in power for 42 years and he never developed institutions the way, for instance, Egypt developed. They do have institutions. The country was functioning and is still functioning despite the fact that they do not have a president. But in Libya, this guy has spent 42 years almost in destroying Libya. So I was a bit surprised because the Libyans have been isolated for the longest time. You know that he was involved in the Lockerbie terrorist attack. He was also involved with bombing some, I think, nightclub in Frankfurt, where a few of our servicemen were killed and others attending the nightclub. So there was a lot of economic sanctions and travel sanctions, so the poor Libyans didn't have a chance to develop communication skills, maybe, or be up to date with all this amazing media that we have. So, yeah, I was a bit surprised for it to happen in Libya. But it's a matter of, dignity. Like, okay, if you are a man or a woman and you feel deprived of dignity, there's nothing left for you to live. It's not about money. It's not about being hungry or being poor. It's not about religion. It's about really feeling that I have no dignity. I have no reason to live. So why don't I at least try to uplift this system? So yes, I am surprised.
Samar, what do Arab Americans and Arabs who are living and working here via visas think about what they're seeing, what's going on in Libya and the rest of the Arab world?
I think we're happy. I can speak for myself and the people I interact with in the U.S. We're very happy that it is happening. We're very happy because it changes our image here back home, because people tend to think that it's the West who has fighters for freedom and liberty and dignity, that the others or the Arabs and the dark-skinned people tend to be less inclined to seek freedom and liberty and dignity through peaceful means. So here you are seeing on television people, unarmed men and women of every class, every creed, every religion, not burning effigies, not burning flags, not destroying anything, actually being shot at and beaten up, and yet all the time saying Silmiya, Silmiya, which in Arabic means it's, we are peaceful, we are peaceful, hoping that the police will not shoot back at them. So this is, I think, on television, is changing our stereotype and image that we are violent people, that we do not change anything except through violence or terrorism. And here you have millions of people in the streets asking to be just like us, to have freedom of speech, to have the ability to assemble, the ability to practice your religion the way you want or not practice your religion. So we're very happy that Americans are seeing through the image of media, through television, through our own CNN reporting and some other outlets, the real Arab people that, for instance, I spent 21 years public speaking in America trying to show you that there is another image, there is another side to us, but maybe because television doesn't show it, it doesn't mean it does not exist.
We have two more questions for Samar Jarrah from ArabVoicesSpeak.com. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Do you believe that Muammar Gaddafi will be defeated?
Yeah, I don't think there is a return, because, you know, this was the same thing when I was corresponding with Egyptians in the Tahrir Square in Egypt. They would tell me, we know that if we do not succeed and their president stays in power, that they will come and haunt us, they will come and arrest us, and they will come and kill us. So we know for us, it's either we remove him or the end. And I think the Libyan people understand that. God forbid if this man stays in power and somehow he recaptures the rest of the country, what do you think the day after is going to be? It's going to be bloodshed. He will destroy them. He will bomb them. They are lucky that the most segments of the army defected, because he gave orders to the army to shoot his own people and to kill his own people. So I don't think he will last. It's going to be bloody. And it's not going to be easy, but I am hopeful that eventually the Libyan people will be able to surround him and get rid of him.
And Samar, finally, do you think it will ever get easier, whether they're Muslim or not, to be a woman in the Arab world?
Well, if you see, if you go to the net and the blogs and you look at who was camping in Tahrir Square, who are the nurses and the doctors and the people supplying food and forming websites, women and men were together. It's not, religion does not inhibit women's rights to participate. It's the dictator system, the undemocratic systems that inhibited both men and women from fulfilling their civic duties. So once we get rid of dictators, I do not see a problem, because since the days of the Prophet, women were with him in battles, they were with him in running countries, and he was consulting them, and they were praying together, and they were one community. So it's our undemocratic systems in the Arab world that inhibited the roles of women, not religion.
Samar Jarrah is with the ArabVoicesSpeak.com. All you need to do is go to www.ArabVoicesSpeak.com. I will stay in touch. Thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate it, Tony. Very nice of you to have me.